In February, Columbus Mayor Andy Ginther issued an executive order reaffirming the city's respect for the rights of all residents, regardless of their national origin or immigration status. Columbus City Council wants to make that order more permanent so it becomes a policy that lasts beyond the current city administration. Council's Human Resources Director Brian Shin explains.
We have drafted an ordinance that would prohibit any denial of city services based upon immigration status, solicitation of information about immigration status, use of any city resources for the sole purpose of detecting or apprehending an individual based upon suspected immigration status, and requesting any information about a person's immigration status or investigating a person's immigration status. Moreover, codifying these portions of the mayor's executive order would create a situation where any city employee found to have violated this could be subject to discipline, which could include up to removal.
Councilmember Elizabeth Brown says it's a moral issue for the city to define what it cares about. Brown has concerns about how immigrants are treated for simple traffic violations, citing one recent example involving a mother of three.
No one should be deported and ripped from their children for rolling through a stop sign. And that is something that we need to consider in what we're codifying here. I accompanied a woman to her check-in with ICE last week. She has three children. One of them has decided she wants to be an immigration lawyer. She is in middle school, and she saw 2 years ago her mother get treated terribly by an ICE agent, slapped an ankle bracelet on her, that only with the help of some excellent legal resources in this city did she have the ability to take it off. And I saw when we walked into her ICE check-in, the agent that has her case, who has developed a relationship with her and treats her well, was gone for training. And the agent who had treated her terribly and put her and her family through essentially hell was the person there. And I saw the fear in her eyes. And this woman shouldn't have to be going through this due to a traffic violation.
Council President Zach Klein says his office, in consultation with the city attorney, will conduct a full city criminal code evaluation to make sure penalties match crimes. That will include a review of what exactly constitutes a criminal violation and what's a civil offense. The city will also begin a comprehensive study to identify gaps in social services. Ohio State University will lead that analysis, as the College of Social Work's Dean Tom Gregor explains.
Looking at how things have changed and getting a little deeper, it's one thing to have a listing of what an agency does, but does it really do it now? Does it do it in the language we need it done? Does it do it for the resources people have available? So we want to understand that, and we'll supplement that further by conducting interviews in the community. So we'll be sending faculty and likely students in to snowball in a way, to ask somebody, where do you go for help? Help us meet that person, where do they go? And so really creating a web of the informal networks, which play a really important role in the community. So what we'll provide to the council is a study of those services and also mapping. Sometimes it happens that formal services don't live anymore exactly where they should geographically based on how a community has emerged. So we'll share with you maps of both services and need and identify if there are any mismatches with respect to that. And then a community map of assets that exist. And we're going to pull this off by the end of calendar 2017.
The report will also include a legal component, as studies have shown that immigrants are 10 times more likely to earn their right to be in the U.S. if they have legal representation and knowledge of their rights. Council members received public testimony from 8 speakers, with all applauding the city's efforts. Sudarshan Sharma offered this passionate plea.
How many times should we in our life be stripped away of something that we think it is ours? This is crucial to me, my identity. Many a times in Bhutan we were done that, and then we are kicked out of the countries. We were in refugee camps, and then we moved to United States with big hope and aspiration. But within the United States, we have been moving over and over and over. And finally, we found Columbus as a welcoming city, and we are here. I hope the acknowledgement that we are getting here is true, and we are really adding substance to the local economy. We don't want to move away anymore. We are tired of moving. We want to be settled. We want to make Columbus our home. Please support us. Hear our voices.
The city has also created information cards to distribute to immigrant communities to let them know that when they call the information center, they'll be connected to someone that speaks their language. The legislation codifying the mayor's executive order scheduled for a first reading before council May 22nd. I'm Mike Foley, WCBE News.